Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we're going to talk U.S. Open, Tom. We're going to talk about a hot new tennis product, one that is, has piqued my interest, and joined by Mark Merklin, former college star, ATP doubles specialist, and just a good guy. And Mark, thanks for coming on with your new product.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Grip MD, a new training device. I cover a lot of tennis and golf, and maybe one of the most forgotten parts of both those sports is the grip. And in golf, there's lots of grip training, grip devices. Now you've come up with one for tennis. Kind of give me a little backstory on it.
So, yeah, exactly. I mean, you see a lot of golf products out there, and tennis just didn't have one that I saw that I felt like was really good to teach grip. I mean, every time you teach, it's really hard. It's like going to the dentist when you teach a kid grips. If you're jumping the net, they don't want to do it. They don't understand where the hand should be, and we felt like there should be something that just kind of takes the guesswork out. So that's where we started, and then from there, you know, basically our idea was to get it molded completely on the racket, so your fingers fit in and the palm of your hand was in the right place. So we started in the kitchen making molds out of this type plastic material and burning our hands while it's setting, and we figured it out, and over time we came up with a really good product.
So the device slips onto to any racket. Basically it forces the player to use a continental grip.
That's right. Yeah. It comes together. It's in two pieces. So, and we cover all the sizes from size zero all the way to 4.5. And it just clicks right in. And then it connects with these two, we have these, silicone bands that attach to keep it in place. But, from there, you know, it's just, like I said, the guesswork's done. You learn quickly. We felt like the kids and even the adults were picking things up fast. And there's a lot of funky grips out there when people serve and they volley and slice and hit low volleys and, you know, wonder why they're having trouble with their games. And the grip is that first initial thing that you have to have right if you're going to be a player.
Yeah, Grip MD, Grip MD, new training device. Mark, mostly for beginners here, because when you watch your favorite professional, they're using wild Western grips and lots of extreme to get that extreme spin. Is this a place for beginners to start, and then they can kind of work off of that?
Going into all the grips and actually covering, you know, Eastern, semi-Western, Western. We're going to get to, we wanted our plan is to get there, but we felt like continental is that starting point where to serve the right way, to volley the right way, to hit slices, to get those, like, again, those low volleys and overheads and all that. The majority of your game doesn't, you know, you have to be in a continental or very close to a continental. So we felt like this was the right way to go to start. And, you know, I remember when, you know, worked some with James Blake when I was on, you know, teaching some on the tour. And we fiddled around with his backhand volley and got him into a true continental. And, you know, some pros make adjustments on their serves and tinker with their grips on their serves. So it's not just for the total beginner, not at all. But it does sure help that when you start kids younger on this, it really speeds up the process.
Yeah, thegripmd.com, and you can buy one. There's package deals, and you know, maybe teaching pros, Mark. This is a good purchase for them for their beginners, for their students, it allows them to teach tennis quicker, to have their students hit the ground running better, and you know, maybe cover more strokes in a certain lesson. So also can be a time saver and a money saver.
For sure, and I think Matt Daly my the co-founder as well with me, my partner, he talks about that all the time. You know, money spent in lessons where you see a kid once or twice a week, you think you have things in order, they come back and they're doing the same things wrong. So with this grip, they constantly are in the same place. They take that home with them, practice with it, and then you can slowly really start to get the process going and improve. And in group settings, you could have, you know, three or four people on a court with the grips on racket and not have the pro waste his time jumping the net. Hey, are you, you know, Sally, is your hand an Eastern or semi-Western? What's going on over there? So it helps tremendously. So we're excited.
Yeah, the gripmd.com. And Mark, when you were playing, what kind of grips were you experimenting with?
Well, I was taught at a young age to play with the continental grip at the net and to have the same grip for the serve and overhead as well. And then I played on the forehand side, I was semi-Western, and the backhand side, I really wish I would have had the gripmd because it would have kept my lower hand in the right grip, that continental grip for the two-handed backhand on the bottom hand. And my backhand was my weakness, which is, you know, it was a liability for sure. But I, like, you know, again, I think if you can be taught the right grip early, it can really allow you to become the best you can be. And that's why we've decided to really move forward with this.
Yeah, with Mark Merklin, four doubles titles on the ATP Tour, and Mark, especially a lot of American recreational players, we play a lot of doubles. This is great. The continental grip is just kind of a great grip for doubles players.
No doubt about it. You'll see if you watch a lot of doubles at the club level, recreational doubles. Everyone comes; they're using the same grip, like semi-Western grip around that to hit volleys and serves, and they wonder why they can't spin the ball well, or they can't control the ball. And if you can really learn this, it'll make the game so much more fun, and you'll be able to do so many more things. And you know, one of the biggest things is on the serve, you'll be able to swing away and not just have to like patty cake it in there and hope it goes in. You know, you hate seeing that, but if you learn the right way, and this tool will teach you. So, We're happy with the product. We've had a lot of good results and great feedback. So we're excited.
You kind of described my serve there, Mark. I'm wailing away on it, but also hoping it goes in.
Wail away at the first one and then pray that the second one goes in.
No, I'm going hard on both of them. I'm going big or going home. Mark,
but if you do that in the right grip, you'll be hitting big ones, big bombs. Yeah.
I think so too. And Mark, you work, you've seen a lot of 3.0, 3.5, 4.0 players. That's where most people fall. Besides the grip, what's the number one mistake they're making?
Jeez, I'd have to say footwork too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, and I see it too, because when I start to play and I'm in clinics and playing with lower level players, and you start to just hit and stand, and it becomes like just what the norm, you know. And then when you tell them, okay, I want you to move in between points, and not in between, and during the point, actually, I want you to move, hit and move and split step, and they look at you like you're crazy. They don't get it. So I spent a lot of time on footwork and a lot of time on grip, but the grip, too, I've had a lot more success, I think, than the footwork. That one is it's a tough one to explain. They're like, well, why would I waste my energy dancing around when I don't have to hit the ball yet? You know, so
well,
if you watch the pros, they're constantly moving.
That's the biggest difference. You're right. And we're going to recommend the Grip MD to everybody, and a great purchase here coming out of the summer into the fall leagues and indoor tennis this winter in a lot of places. And Mark, great job, and appreciate talking to you, and a great product.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Mark. And hold on for a minute here as we wrap up.